Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Tuesday, September 1st. Today, a leaked Verizon memo kind of gives us some speculation on when the new BlackBerry Storm 2 is going to launch. Now, a couple of days ago, Verizon lowered the price of the BlackBerry Storm, which is their first touchscreen phone offering. It's an iPhone competitor. It has a clicky screen. It hasn't done that well. They've officially lowered the price of that to $49, indicating that an update is on its way. And this memo says that in October, or specifically October 14th, the BlackBerry Storm 2 is going to launch. There is no pricing indication. I would assume it will be around that $199 price point that the original BlackBerry Storm was and that the current iPhone 3GS is sitting at. So if you're a big BlackBerry user but you want your touchscreen, I'd wait till the middle of October and have your BlackBerry Storm 2. In other touchscreen news, Apple and AT&T have kind of hinted and leaked at a new firmware update. Now, this is typically what happens when Apple redoes or refreshes the iPod Touch a couple of months after they redo the iPhone. They push the first version of the new iPhone operating system that also runs on the iPod Touch. In this case, it would be iPhone 3.1. Now, if you're a U.S. customer and have an iPhone, you still don't have NMS or tethering because AT&T is a little slow, not the best. Well, the rumor is that next week, Wednesday specifically, when the new iPod Touch is refreshed or released, that 3.1 will come out and that will include MMS. So if you've been dying to message those pictures back and forth to your mom or your brother or your sister, wait till next week and you should be able to do that. And my final story today, for all you Wii owners out there, they have an internet channel. The Wii operates in a channel interface where you have little, small programs you can run, and one of them is the internet channel, allowing you to browse the internet right from the comfort of your couch and your Wii motion controller. Well, the internet channel, to access the internet, costs like $5, which seems a little ludicrous to me. It's connected to the internet, so you should be able to do that for free. Well, now you can. If you go to the Wii, go to the Wii store, you can download the Wii internet channel for free. And if you've already purchased the Wii internet channel for that $5, you will get an equivalent value NES game of the same price in the Virtual Console. And additionally, this internet channel has got an upgrade. You can now view Flash content. Adobe Flash Lite 3.1 has been ported to the Wii internet channel, allowing you to watch YouTube videos in a little better quality. That's all the news I've got for you today. Be sure to check back tomorrow for what's happening in technology today.